भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय इन्द्रुवाच सिद्धोऽसि यस्य ते मतिरीदृशी भोक्ता स्वात्मनात्मानम् सुहृदं जगदीश्वरम् इन्द्रुवाचि बै योर डिस्क्रिमिनेशन् एण्ड् एण्ड्युरेन्स् इन् डिवोशनल् सर्विस् डिस्पैट् योर डेञ्जरस् पोजिशन् that you are a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul and friend of everyone. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yam labdva cha param labham manyate nadhikam tataha yasmin stato na dukkhena bhurunapi vichalyate. Established in Krishna consciousness, one never departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of the greatest difficulty. An unalloyed devotee is never disturbed by any kind of trying circumstance. Indra was surprised to see that Vritrasura, undisturbed, was fixed in devotional service to the Lord. For such a mentality is impossible for a demon. However, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anyone can become an exalted devotee. Striyo vaishastata shudras te piyanti param gatim. An unalloyed devotee is sure to return home back to Godhead. You're a demon, but you're perfect. Danava. And Danava means the demons, daityas, danavas. So you're supposed to be a danava, a demon, but siddhosi. You've attained perfection. There are so many devas who can't understand Krishna. For that matter, in Bhagavad Gita, vidur deva na dananava. So neither the devas nor the danavas can understand Krishna. Simply to be a deva, law-abiding person, is not sufficient. One has to be a pure devotee of the Lord. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriye Sevan Mukai I Jivado Swayameva Spratyana. When the Lord is pleased and reveals himself, then a pure devotee can see Krishna or understand Krishna. Otherwise, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, Yoga Maya Samavrita. The Lord remains covered, both from the Danavas and from even the Devas. Therefore, Muyanti Yat Suraya. Even the Devas become bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. They may think themselves independent and fail to understand Krishna. So, Manusyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid Yadati Siddhaye Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kaschid Man Veti Tattvataha. Out of thousands and thousands of men, don't sit like that in front of the deities, please. Out of thousands and thousands of men, one man may attain perfection. Perfection here means to understand I'm not this body, to understand spiritual identity. And yatatam api siddhanam paschimam abeti tatvata. Out of those, hardly anyone will understand Krishna. Hardly anyone will understand Krishna. So here, this demon, siddhosi, siddha in this verse means not simply to understand that I'm not this body, but bhakta sarvatmanat manam, to be a pure devotee of the Lord. Matiridrishi, your consciousness is so perfect. Prabhupada mentions, by your discrimination and by your endurance in devotional service. Great endurance under all circumstances, you can see. Gurunapi vichalyate. The pure devotee, even in the heaviest circumstances, guruna means by some very heavy circumstance, na vichalyate. He's not deviated. Anyone can be undeviated when the going is light. But when things get heavy, then the weak men may fall. Therefore we see so many neophytes who fall away because they're not strong in devotional service. But yamnavdva, when one actually attains Krishna consciousness, when one is, Prabhupada used the word, fixed up in Krishna consciousness, then manyate narikam tatai. He thinks there's nothing better. Why shall I leave Krishna consciousness for something better? There is nothing better. There's nothing better than to serve Krishna. Yoga is not better, Gyan is not better, Tapasya is not better, and what to speak of material sense gratification. Yasmin stata natukena gurunapi vichalyate. So even if there's some very difficult circumstance, some great difficulty, great trouble, he's not deviated, he endures. He endures, he stays, he sticks with it. So that was shown by Vritrasura. His arm was cut off, his weapon was cut to pieces. In so many ways, it was he was placed into difficulty. He's going to be defeated. But he remains fixed up in the service of Krishna. Utsaha nishchayat dharyat, patient and determined. And this is the sign of an advanced devotee. And discrimination. Discrimination is a sign of intelligence. This is one of the functions of intelligence, discrimination, to make out the difference between one thing and another. A person who's not intelligent or doesn't use his intelligence acts indiscriminately. He's not discriminating. He eats any damn thing. He associates with any kind of rascal. He does anything. There's no discrimination. So he's lost all power of discrimination. Therefore, they're like the animals, or worse than the animals. The animal discriminates. Is this food for me? Is this the right thing for me? The human beings become less than the animals. They don't discriminate in the matter of eating and sleeping and mating and defending. We were discussing yesterday that they won't discriminate. They'll kill men, they'll kill children, they'll kill women. The modern so-called warriors, great valiant warriors. No discrimination. And similarly in eating, and similarly in everything. So Krishna consciousness doesn't mean that one, or these rascals, local rascals, they think this is spiritual advancement, to lose all discrimination. Discrimination is maya. So when you free yourself from all discrimination, then you're advanced in spiritual understanding. When you're ready to have sex with anyone and everyone, when you're ready to eat anything and everything, when you're ready to do whatever, then you're advanced, because you've gone beyond the discrimination. It means you're a fool, that's all. Buddhi nashat, you've lost your intelligence. That's described by the Bhagavad Gita. Jayato vishaya pumsa sangasteshu pajayate. Sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho vijayate, krodho bhavati sammoha, sammohad smriti bibrahmaha. Smriti bramsha buddhinasha, buddhinasha pranashati. You've begun your spiritual advancement by meditating on sense gratification. Jayata vishaya pumsa. And naturally, now you've become associated with these desires and thoughts, and with their objects. Sangat tesho pajayate. And sangat sanjayate kama. Naturally, you're now infested with lusty desires. And kamat krodho vijayate. Frustrated also. My desires are not being fulfilled. Why is my desire not being fulfilled? There's something blocking the fulfillment of desire. I have to get free from all these impediments. Krodhad bhavati sammohad. And in this frustrated condition, they become completely bewildered. They accept some yo-yo as God. Sammohat smriti bibrahmaha. And they lose their memory, they forget that I'm supposed to be a human being, I'm supposed to live according to some higher principles. Smriti bramshad buddhinasha, they lose their intelligence. They lose all discrimination. And that means that they become advanced, that means they've attained perfection. Buddhinashad pranashati, it means they're finished. It means they're finished. Their human life is finished. Their everything is finished. So this is not the right thing, to become a fool. People think this is, they actually think this is spiritual advancement. Of course, a devotee or advanced transcendentalist is free from all duality. He's free from being affected by loss and gain, by praise or defamation. But it doesn't mean that he can't distinguish one thing from another. He can't. He distinguishes in every all the advanced saintly persons, they distinguish what is what. Find their discrimination becomes not lost, but refined. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya vajra. They can distinguish between what is favorable and what is unfavorable for spiritual advancement or devotional service. They can distinguish between who's a devotee and who's a non-devotee, or among the devotees, who's first class, who's second class, who's third class. They can distinguish between what is to be done and what is not to be done. They have discrimination. And the fool can't discriminate because his intelligence is not properly working. therefore they're on the mental platform. Manoritena satitabhatobihi. The mind doesn't have this characteristic of discrimination. The mind is impulsive. It accepts something, rejects something. But the intelligence discriminates. Why should I accept? Why should I reject? So Krishna consciousness means most intelligent. Janavan mam prapajyate, the person in perfect knowledge, surrenders to Krishna. Tachtradhana muniyo gyanavairagya yuktaya pashyanti atmani chatmanam bhaktya shrutagrihitya. People think that bhakti means you lose all discrimination and you just merge in an ocean of love and you become a pakka sentimentalist. No, it means you have the greatest discrimination. You can discriminate. And ordinary men, they can't discriminate between Krishna and Shiva and Durga and Gandhiji and so many. But by hearing the bona fide spiritual master and from Shastra, one can discriminate that this is an ordinary living entity, this is one of the empowered demigods, this is one of the incarnations of God, this is the original form of Godhead. One comes to know what is what by finer discrimination. Or here in regard to dharma, prescribed duties, very nicely the Dhrasura has discriminated by fine discrimination. He's seen what is to be done, what is not to be done. Indra was not so clear in his understanding. He was bewildered, although he's supposed to be the chief of the demigods. And Dhrasura, who's supposed to be a demon, had such excellent discrimination that he could understand what is dharma. Dharma sitatvam nihitam guhaya. That dharma is very difficult to understand. What is the truth about prescribed duties? What is that? Tarko pratishta shrutaya vibhinna. Everyone's ready to argue. Everyone can quote something from some sloka or from some conversation or from here or from there. Nasav rishu rasya matam nabindam. And every smart fellow has his own way of looking at it. But dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. The actual truth about prescribed duties is very difficult to ascertain. Mahajano yena gata satanta. Therefore one has to follow in the footsteps of the actual Mahajans. Svayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vyasaka Vyasaki Vayam. There are 12 Mahajans, standard authorities in devotional service. They know what is what. A demon is not expected to know. But stated in Bhagavad Gita, pravrittim cha nivrittim cha janana vidurasura na socham na pichacharo nasatyam teshu vidyate. They don't know what's to be done and what's not to be done. They don't know what's proper behavior and what's not proper behavior. They have no proper discrimination. But here the so-called Dhanava is expert in understanding. So he's must be following in the footsteps of the Mahajanas, the great devotees of the Lord. So it's a whole Indeed, the exclamation is there. Oh, how wonderful it is. Dhanava Siddhosi. Oh, how wonderful it is that you're a demon and still such fine mati, discrimination, such fine judgment, such clear consciousness, such perfection, bhakta sarvatmanadmanam, that you're the a devotee, pure devotee of the sarvatmanatmana, the soul of all souls. The Krishna is the super soul of everyone, sarvatmana atmana. Everyone is atma, and Krishna is the paramatma, the supreme personality of Godhead. And suridam sarvabhutanam, the best friend of everyone. And Jagadishwaram, the controller of the entire universe. Maya Jyakshina Prakriti Suyate, etc. So this understanding is not easily attained, but this demon had attained such wonderful understanding. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada quotes Striyo Shudras Tata Vaishas Tepi Antiparangita. It's not a question of material qualification. Materially, Vaisha may be less qualified, Stri, woman may be less qualified, but Shudra may be less qualified. But any of them, if they become pure devotees of the Lord, can go back to Godhead. Yepisu Papayoni, what is that? Mami Partha Vyapashritya. Yepisu Papayoni. He may be Papa Yoni, he may be the most sinful person in his background, but Vyapashritya, if he completely takes shelter of Krishna, then Tepi Anti Paramgatam, even he can go back to God. Kim Punar Brahmana Sarve, what is that? Punya. Kim Punar Brahmana Punya. Bhaktya Rajarshiyastata Anityam Asukam Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajashvama. What to speak of the pious Brahmins and saintly kings and rishis? They can certainly go back to Godhead by taking shelter of Krishna. Kim Punar Brahmana Punya Imam Raja Bhaktya Rajarshis today. The Rajarshis, great saintly kings, and the pious Brahmins, they're meant for going back to Godhead. Where we, Prabhupada always preached that even the foreigners, the Americans, the Chinese, the Russians, they can take the Krishna consciousness. Kim Punar, and what to speak of the Bhartvarsha Vasis? What to speak of the Indians? You see? Actually, everyone can go back to Godhead, but someone has an advantage. Therefore, it said, Kim Punar Brahmana Punya. What to speak of the pious Brahmins? What to speak of the Rajarshis? They have an edge. They're naturally inclined. We're naturally trained, naturally suited for taking to this science. So Kim Punar, what to speak of them? But tapey. Even the Vaishya Shudra woman, they can go back to Godhead. So if even the Americans and other non-Aryans can take to the path of Krishna consciousness, then what's wrong with the Indians? Why can't they take to it and Pajashrama, engage in devotional service to Krishna? Because anityam asukam lokam, the whole world is temporary. The whole world is miserable. Not that America is not miserable. If I just get a green card, my life is perfect. India is miserable, America is miserable, Singapore is miserable, the whole world is miserable. Anityam asukam lokam, it's certified by the creator, by the Jagadishwar, by the controller of the world, that this world is transitory and miserable. Therefore, one should not waste one's time trying for happiness in this material existence. One should engage in the devotional service of the Lord. And tepi yanti paramgatim, not to speak of being a pious person, even if you're a sinful person. Even if you're a papayoni, even if you're born in a sinful background, still you can go back to Godhead. So why not a pious person? Therefore, this is devotional service. Kiratu ananga palindapul kachara. Abhira shumbha yavana pishadiya. Nyenye chapapa yadapashayashaya. Shudyanti. Tasmai prabhu Vishnu Vishnama. This is the power of Vishnu. Otherwise, what do we mean? That the holy name is Krishna. Oh, don't say it like that, please, in front of the deities. This crossing. What do we mean that the holy name is Krishna? That Nama Chintamani Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitana, Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha. That it's completely pure and purifying. What do we mean that it's purifying if it's limited? That, yes, the holy name can make a Brahmin into a devotee, but it can't make a Shudra into a devotee. It can make an Indian into a pure devotee, but it can't make a Russian into a pure devotee. They're always complaining that God has a form, that means he's limited. Now, God has a form, but it's unlimited. God has a name, but it's unlimited. Therefore, by the chanting of the holy name, even the Palinda, Pokusha, the Yavanas, Vachas, everyone can become perfect. Sepiyanti paramgatam, shudyanti. They can be purified. Yadapashrayashraya, by taking shelter of someone who's taken shelter of Krishna. This is the method to become the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. By taking shelter of someone who's taking shelter of someone who's taking shelter, one becomes purified. And then tepi anti parangatam. So Indra saw that this Vritrasura was such a perfect devotee, and therefore he's speaking in this way. Hare Krishna. Some questions? Yes, back. Microphone to the right.
Yeah, good.
technology, please. Let's get it together.
A couple of days back, you have given a good lecture on sex. When sannyasis don't have any experience regarding sex, how can they tell that sex is...
They're more expert because they have no experience in sex.
Yes, sir.
Just like the effects of arsenic. The person who's taken it is not able to give much authoritative knowledge about the subject.
My question is not yet over, sir.
Okay, my answer's not yet over either. Go ahead.
So God has given the sex. So when you say it's a sin, so it's for procreation, I agree that is for procreation.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have sex, there's no creation. This God has given them in the sex for creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's gift.
Mm-hmm.
Why it is sin?
Why it is?
It is sin.
No, it's not sin. Dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi partharshana. Sex according to the regulative principles, sex which is not against the regulative principles, is not sinful. Sex is not sinful when it's according to the rules and regulations. It's a representation of Krishna. But illicit sex is sinful. Sex outside of marriage, sex without any intention for procreating children, that's sinful. Otherwise, everything has its purpose. Just like if you take this microphone and you use it as a hammer, that's not proper. Maybe you think you need a hammer, maybe the microphone is easily available, but that's not the right thing to do. The microphone has to be used, but that doesn't mean you can't use the microphone, you have to use it properly. So sex is not bad, but when it's taken to as a means for satisfying the senses, which are never to be satisfied, and one leaves aside prescribed duties simply to gratify the senses, then it's sinful. Mm-hmm.
A single person, he will be, well, sometimes he will be Shudra, sometimes he will act as Kshatriya, sometimes he will act as Brahma, sometimes he acts as Vaishya. All the four, I mean, these things are there in only one person.
That means everything is topsy-turvy. It means everything is topsy-turvy. He has no prescribed duty. The Varna Sankara. And nobody knows what he is. Jack of all trades, master of none. Sometimes he's a scholar and sometimes he's a fool. Shudra means no intelligence. So one in the morning he has no intelligence, in the afternoon he goes to the college and teaches the class. Just like Shudra. Shudra means that a tendency for drinking, tendency for low-class material activities. And Brahma means shuchi, pure. So in the morning I'm drinking, smoking, and in the afternoon I'm a Brahmin. Or we see people are sitting outside a little temple, they're collecting some contribution, they're sadhus. And then they get their collection, they go off with their woman friend and enjoy. So one minute they're a sadhu, not next minute they're something else. Well, this is Kali Yuga. My science teacher in school maybe 8th grade, something like that, he would come to the class, and he always had a package of cigarettes in his shirt pocket. So even as a child, I could understand. He's supposed to be a professor, a teacher. He's supposed to be the most intelligent, and he can't give up smoking. He's killing himself with cigarettes. Why should I listen to him? He's a fool. So everything is mixed up. Therefore, one has to be trained, not jack of all trades, master. Do something right. Don't be little of this, little of that, little of this, little of that. Be something clear and definite. Just like we get someone's card, such and such, engineer, or such and such, marketing manager. But if we get a card and nothing is there, what business are you in, sir? Well, I'm kind of into marketing, and I'm an engineer, and I also give financial advice, and do you need a psychologist? I'm also good at psychology. So get it straight, be something.
Sir, this is not my question. Sir, a person, when he starts early morning, he cleans utensils, he sweeps the ground, the entire house, and he attends, he preaches. That is Shudra's work.
No, that's Brahman's work. Brahman is Shuchi.
He has to sweep, he has to clean.
To be Shuchi, you have to clean.
Then he will attend.
It's not that the sadhus living in their little huts, they hire a sanitation company that please come, I'll make a contract, you come and clean my hut, you send your men, send your woman. No, he has to clean. He has to clean. Not that he becomes, therefore that's austerity. Samadama tapa shocham. Kshanti Rajam, the Brahminical characteristic, he himself has to go through the trouble of cleaning. Not that he lives in filth if the cleaning people don't come. Not that our temple, if some hired person doesn't come, we let the temple become filthy. Or that even though we have the capability to clean it, we only rely on spending money and hire people to clean it. This is Brahman. That the Brahman himself cleans. Who's supposed to clean the deity room? Some hired sweeper? The Brahman is supposed to clean. And the Brahman has to be clean. So you go to these temples, and the temple is filthy, altar is filthy, deity's dress is filthy, everything filthy, and the Brahman is there. What kind of Brahman? What kind of Brahman you are? And by characteristics, we can see the person is smoking, he's drinking, the place is filthy, and he's a Brahmin, Panditji. So cleaning is the business of a Brahmin, not Shudra only. For that matter, it's the business of the human being, even the animals. You see the cat licking itself, the cow is licking the cat, they're clean. At least according to their standard, there's some cleanliness. And the human being, no, I'm a Brahmin, I won't clean anything.
Sir, my question is that All four varnas are there in only one person. In the morning, when I said,
it's not all there. For example, the business of the Shudra is to be employed by someone. The business of the Shudra is to be dependent on a master. And the business of a Brahmin is to be independent, not to become dependent upon employment by someone else. It's not that all four are there in the Brahmin, that I'm brahminical, but I'm... No. There are different duties. And, or Kshatriya, that... Who was it who came to Dasarath? Sage? Vishwamitra Muni. He came to Dasarath, sir, I need your son for fighting against the demons. You're a powerful sage. You can kill all the demons by your mystic power. Why are you asking for my son? Because your son is a Kshatriya. So it's his duty. And I'm a Brahmin. It's not my duty. Or Arjun. He may have had some tendency, let me go to the forest, let me live like a sadhu. Krishna said, you're nonsense, you're a Kshatriya, get out there and fight. Not that when it suits you, you become a Brahmin. When you don't want to fight, you suddenly become a Brahmin. When you want to fight again, you become a Kshatriya. Then if you want to smoke and do all nonsense, you become a Shudra. No. Question get answered?
No, sir, I don't think.
No, you used to have more questions. Let him keep going.
I think, sir, during this, I mean, when you want to protect your family, you will be a Kshatriya.
When you want to?
Protect your family. When you have the difficulty, you are Kshatriya.
All right, go ahead.
You act as Kshatriya.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you preach your wife or your son, at the time you become a Brahmin. When you clean your utensils, when you clean other, I mean the garden and these things, you become Shudra.
No.
When you go for purchasing or you when you go for selling anything, you become, this is Vaishya. All the four varnas are there in only one person?
No.
But
no. Just like you're at home and you put in a light bulb. Are you now an electrician? Next question.
Maharaj,
yes.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has warned the neophyte devotees to be seriously on guard against the pitfall of neglecting knowledge of Krishna in regard to how great he is.
Hmm.
That one is supposed to know how great Krishna is.
Yes.
And Prabhupada adds that only when one knows how great Krishna is, can one get unflinching faith in Krishna.
Mm.
So my question is, if we preach to neophyte devotees, if we preach outside, so we can preach either about Krishna Leela, direct Krishna's pastimes, on which, like Govardhan Hill, Govardhan pastime, on which people do not have faith in, or we can preach about the process of creation, which is very inconceivable to new people.
And
so how does
people also don't have faith in? They also don't have faith. If you explain to them from Srimad Bhagavatam how the universe is created, they'll also not have faith.
So how does one get the unflinching faith that if we speak about Krishna's greatness, then initially they don't have faith in Krishna's pastimes and about the
They don't have faith in Krishna's pastimes. They hardly have faith in anything. They're faithless. So one solution is, if they're too much faithless, don't even preach to them. One should not preach to the faithless persons. So if they're completely faithless, demonic, they won't listen to anything, then don't explain anything. Have kirtan and distribute prasadam. Then, therefore, that's our program, that we go with our kirtan party, or in our temple programs we have kirtan, and when people are a little bit cleaned up by the kirtan process, then we try to explain something. And if they hear with a little regard for the subject matter, a little regard for the literature, a little regard for the speaker, then they may come to gradually understand something, understand something, understand something. It's not a question of the particular subject. Govardhan Lila also can be explained in a very rational way. If he's God, why can't he pick up a hill? What is the meaning of all-powerful if he can't lift up a hill? You have so many big, big machines, they can lift up heavy weights that would be impossible for an ordinary man. So if your robot can do it, why can't God do it? Is it so difficult? The ant sees you picking up a glass of water and he thinks that you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or that you're a magician. How is it possible? I'm having difficulty with this one grain of sugar and he's picking up a bowl of sugar. Well, why is it difficult? Accepting that there's, that God means all powerful, what is the problem? He's holy Gama Vishya, what is that? I'm holding up the whole, all the planetary systems. If he can hold up the earth, why can't he hold up one tiny mountain on the earth? What's the problem? Just rationally, accepting the premise that there's an all-powerful living entity, how can you deny that that all-powerful living entity can do whatever he wants? It's not logically consistent. Now, you don't accept that there's an all-powerful living entity, that we can discuss. We were discussing last night that you may not accept it, but there's somebody who's so powerful that he makes everybody die. So, with such power, and everyone's fighting against it, and still, they're all dying. Such power is there. What to speak of the power of the sun, power of them, so many things. So even if you don't think God is all-powerful, he certainly has a lot of power. So what is it to pick up a hill? Even the scientists do it. You go one day, there's a hill, you go the next day, and they've moved it by some process. They build their highways, they build their dams, they do something. So God can do it quicker. What's the problem? Child picks up a little mushroom, frog's umbrella. So God picks up a hill. Everyone according to his size. So that also can be explained rationally. Otherwise, the process of creation can also be, they'll have so many questions, how could it be that this, from this, from this, from this. So that also we can describe from Second Canto. So that's also very good. If you're getting good reception by explaining process of creation, all the intricacies, that's very nice. People will gradually come to understand. So this first canto, second canto is especially meant for the newcomers. Yes. Anyway. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Mataji wants to ask a question. She says that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, of all the senses, I am the mind. then why does the mind wander here and there, and why does the mind engage in prajalpa?
Yes. Pramati Balabhadridham. Chanchalahi Mana Krishna Pramati Balabhadridham. Among the senses, the mind is especially prominent, just as we were discussing. It's not that the shark is beautiful, that the shark is friendly, but the shark is also, it can be your friend or your enemy. When it's your enemy, then pramati, crazy, chanchala, flickering, and balavad, under any circumstances, very strong and determined, I must have sense gratification. More difficult to control the mind than to control the wind. So such a powerful mind is a representation of Krishna, whether it's controlled or uncontrolled, it's powerful. But when it's controlled and engaged in the service of Krishna, then it's powerful for spiritual realization. And when it's uncontrolled, then it's powerful for degradation. But in either case, it's powerful. Srimad Urjitam Evava. Krishna said, anything powerful represents me, anything exceptionally prominent. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
What distant shortest way to attain Krishna consciousness?
You came back again.
Yes.
All right. What is that?
What's the easiest and shortest way to attain Krishna consciousness?
Chant Hare Krishna.
Thanks.
Thank you. Another question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, we say that in Kali Yuga, everybody is a Shudra.
Born Shudra. Not that everybody must be Shudra.
Yeah.
Your mother was born naked. It doesn't mean she must always be naked.
But, in regard to this...
Samskarad Bhaved Dvija. By birth, everyone is Shudra. But by reformatory process, under proper direction, he becomes Brahman.
Okay. My question is, in regard to the prescribed duties, what is the system presently functioning?
What's going on here?
Okay. In regard to the prescribed duties in ISKCON, do we have any system which identifies and classifies people according to the Varnas, maybe Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and gives them prescribed duties so that I can act?
No, we don't have systems.
I mean,
we have knowledge. We're supposed to have knowledge, and then by knowledge we're supposed to know what to do. Not just that we'll make a batch of laws. Okay, now all these people are Brahmins, all these people are Shudras, all these people are this, all these people are that. But by knowledge we're supposed to understand this person should be engaged this way, by discrimination. When you know the science and you have good discrimination, then you'll know that this person is not meant for pujari work, this person is meant for gardening. Now this person is not meant for gardening, this person is meant for keeping the accounts. This person is not meant for the accounts, this person is meant for preaching. So by discrimination, understanding the different kinds of duties, you'll know this person this way, this person. Therefore we require good administrators, good leaders, we'll see this person this way, this person that way. Otherwise, just to make another system, you know, draft another set of proposals and laws, that's not going to do it. It requires trained devotees with good discrimination.
Maharaj, in the Bhagavad Gita, for the yogis, it is mentioned that they have to leave a body at a certain time. The sun is in this certain hemisphere. For the devotees, there is no problem. But we see that Pitama Bhishma was waiting for the auspicious time. So why is that?
Yes. One consideration is he may have thought that I'm not a devotee, that I can simply claim that I can go at any time and Krishna will do the needful. He's expressed to Maharaj Yudhisthira that I'm a most sinful person. That Krishna is so kind that he's come to be present even before a sinful person like me. So Bhishma Pitamaha may not have thought, yes, I'm a devotee, I don't have to care. And from another point of view, that he had the opportunity, he had the facility to do everything as he wished. An ordinary person has to die when death calls. But Bhishma Pitamaha had the benediction that he would die only by his own choice. So since he had that privilege, he chose that, let me die at this auspicious time in the presence of Krishna. Yes. Like Prabhupada, he could have left anywhere. Somehow he chose, let me leave in Vrindavan. If he left in New York, it's not that his destination would have been different. But he chose, all right, let me go to Vrindavan. In a matter of choice. Auspicious place. Place of Krishna. Sir? Yes, that's also. So then from another point, that he did think that, yes, I'm a devotee of Krishna. Or, yes, that Krishna is kind.
Maharaj, sometimes being in his body only, the mind travels us to different places, like I'm sitting here, some place of mind. Sorry. Being in his body.
You've got that microphone which you're holding about half a foot away from your. From you.
Sorry. So being in his body only.
Is it working?
Being in his body.
There we go.
The mind travels to different places, and we can get the pictures. Like I'm here, I can get the picture of my native just in a second. So being in his body only, can we get the picture of spiritual world? Like can we transfer
sure.
it?
Prabhupada said that these paintings are pictures of the spiritual world. You can see them even with your gross senses. You can think of the spiritual world, and as soon as you think of it, your mind is there.
But we can make out that material situation by our mind. But the spiritual, from the spiritual stratum, that now I am in the. In the spiritual
that's not just by your mind you'll imagine, now I'm in Goloka Vrindavan, now I'm dressing Radha and Krishna, now I'm doing, then you become Prakriti Sahaja. Just like by your mind, now I'm the King of England, now I'm sending out the Navy, now I'm collecting the taxes, now everyone is bowing down. You can imagine it, but what is the use? Huh? It's useless. you can do it by mental concoction, but it's of no meaning. You can also imagine, now I've gone to Goloka Vrindavan, now I'm dancing with Krishna and the gopis, now Krishna says to me this, that. It's simply mental concoction. But you can hear from the authorities, and you can actually understand, just like you can hear in England, the king is now doing this, or the queen is now doing that, this, that, this power, that privilege. Or you can hear about Goloka Vrindavan also, how Krishna is performing his pastimes. And then by that authorized hearing, then you can think and bring your mind to the lotus feet of Krishna in an authorized way.
My question was, Maharaj, that not out of imagination, like it happened naturally within us, that mind travels to different places and we have come across that.
Whoa, slower.
Not out of imagination, like I will think that now I'm in Vrindavan, but will that a situation come in being in Krishna consciousness where the mind automatically will take us to that consciousness?
Yes, that's called perfection.
That is what,
the mind will take you somewhere. Yam yam bhavi smaran bhavam chajajante kalevam, will take you to the body of a demigod, or the body of a dog, or the body of this or that. So it can also take you to a spiritual body. That time, we're being trained for that. But that comes in the state of perfection, not in the neophyte stage. Yes, some other question? There's one, some in the back, some in the side.
Mr. Broji wants to ask a question. See that Krishna says that Aham Bija Prada Pita, I am the seed-giving father of everybody. And he also classifies women, Shudra, and Vaishya as Papyuna. Now everybody is a pure Jivatma. Why does he classify like that? Everybody is a pure Jivatma. Everybody is a son of child of Krishna. And why is he...
Everyone's a child of Krishna. It doesn't mean everyone's a good child. Simple thing. Everyone may be a child of Krishna, but not that everyone's behaving as a good child. Some are behaving, misbehaving. So they're called papis. Or papillon, and born of a sinful situation.
Okay. I had one question. You were telling earlier that being employed...
Excuse me. Everyone is good because Krishna is good, and everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. But in forgetting Krishna, we come into a contaminated situation, and then we're not so good. Okay.
You were telling earlier that being employed by somebody is the work of a Shudra.
Yes.
But now in ISKCON we see that even those who are working or employed outside, they're also given Brahman initiation. So how can you understand that?
Because they're Vaishnav. Actually, they may not be employed in Brahminic, engaged in Brahminical activities, strictly speaking. They're working for someone, that's not Brahman. But because they're Vaishnav, they're given Brahminical initiation. Not simply on occupational. Occupationally, you may say that this person is a this or a that. That's not a Brahmin's engagement. But because he's engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, therefore he's considered better than Brahmin. Vaishnava is the postgraduate Brahmin. So on that account. Wait a second, how come, I thought it was one to a customer. You're getting all the questions. I have a question, I have another question, I have a fourth question. Let's give others a chance also.
Hare
Maharaj, yesterday you were telling that when we are enlightened by Vigyan, then we don't fall down.
Hmm.
Now, presently in our neophyte stage, we have at least some Gyan, not Vigyan.
Hmm.
So whenever the opportunity comes in sense gratification, so we fall down. So how we should achieve the stage of Vigyan, how we should practice so that will not be bewildered.
Tad Vigyan Artham Sa Guru Meva Bigatche. Samit Pani Shrotriyam Pramanishta. If you want to actually have Gyan, then you have to approach a bona fide spiritual master. Must. Gatche means must. And Shrotriyam, one has to hear from him. He has to have heard from the authority, and one has to hear from him. Samit Pani. Samit Pani means going with firewood in the hand. The brahmacharis and so on, they used to gather firewood. Even Krishna is doing that for his spiritual master. So it means one has to become menial servant of the spiritual master. By becoming a menial servant of the bona fide spiritual master, by the blessings of the spiritual master, one can get big gain.
Maharaj, in continuation from Mataji's question about the mind being a representation of Krishna, you clarified that just like the shark or anything powerful is a representation of Krishna. At the same time we are asked to control the mind. So how can we control anything that is a representation of Krishna?
By the mercy of Krishna.
Thank you.
The mind is a representation of Krishna. Intelligence is also a representation of Krishna. So Krishna says, use your intelligence to control your mind.
Because even when we start practicing devotional service, when we start practicing devotional service, in this also we face a lot of influence because we have come from...
Yeah, otherwise so, it would be easy if we were already in pure consciousness.
Yeah, so in this when we are practicing,
then how can we really exercise our determination or free will to fight against modes?
Yeah, by this process. What power do you have? But if you take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will help you. By our own individual endeavor alone will not surpass the influence of these modes. We have to take shelter of Krishna, Krishna's representative, Krishna's holy name.
Thank you.
Yes.
Maharaj, he has a question.
Yes.
In devotional Krishna consciousness especially, every work is transcendental, whatever we do, services. So he want to ask, can we do services according to one's nature? Like if somebody wants to preach, he can preach. Somebody wants to be
as ordered by the spiritual master. According to my nature doesn't mean just whatever I want to do. My nature is that I want to smoke. I want to do so many things. So it's not that devotional service means whatever I want to do, that's devotional. I just put a little label on it that I'm doing this for Krishna. I'm smoking for Krishna. I'm drinking for Krishna. But it means as the spiritual master directs us. And that may sometimes be according to what I like to do. It may also be sometimes what I don't like to do. Arjuna was not very much inclined for killing his grandfather and his teacher and his friends and his cousins. But because it was Krishna's order, he did it. But devotion is not, it's a misunderstanding. Devotional service means whatever I like to do, that's what my spiritual master has to tell me to do, and if he doesn't, he's not a bona fide spiritual master. Now, seeing my inclination, he may engage me accordingly, because everyone is good at what he likes to do. But sometimes what I like to do is not such a good idea, or sometimes I may like to do this, but the need is to do that. Then, all right, better if some person who liked to do it were available, but since there's no such person and you're here, you do it. And that surrender, that all right, there's no other person, I'll do it. Or Guru Maharaj has asked me to do it. I don't really like this sort of thing. But anyway, let me do it and become purified. If we all acted according to our propensities, nobody would get up for Mangal Arati. And no one would ever stop eating. So it's a big myth that devotional service means whatever your propensities are, just do it. We're back here again.
Maharaj, one day I went for book distribution. One person told me, when we keep Bhagavad Gita in our house, quarrel starts. What is the answer?
What happens? When you keep Bhagavad Gita in your house, quarrels start. What should you do? Read the book. In the back there's a question.
Maharaj, yesterday in Srimad Bhagavatam class, you had mentioned a point that in spiritual world, activity itself is its result. And you were giving the example of Srila Prabhupada when he was preaching, though he was getting no result, but because
it was, I mean, he was doing it as an instruction, so he was just going on with his preaching without caring much for the results.
Mm.
So Maharaj, how can we apply the same thing in our preaching?
Not that he didn't care about the result, because if you don't care, then you don't work. He cared, but there may be a result, there may not be a result. It's my duty, let me try. And when Prabhupada came to America for the first year or so, there was no result. But Prabhupada thought Guru Maharaj wanted it, let me try. So it's not that I don't care about the result, I care. But I understand also that the result is not within my power to ordain. The result will be ordained by Krishna, and I can be responsible for the endeavor. So let me try for it, and if Krishna desires, there will be some good result. Otherwise, at least I tried.
Yes, thank you very much.
Some other question?
Maharaj, normally we give blessings to our children. How do we pay obeisance to our children who are spiritually more advanced than us?
You don't. You don't pay obeisances to your children. It's not required. It's not part of the Vaishnava etiquette. You serve them by instructing them. Just like the spiritual master, he serves, the disease is servant. Spiritual master, although he's called master, actually he's a servant. He's not only the servant of his spiritual master, he's the servant of his disciples also. But he doesn't serve them by being ordered around by them, by offering them humble obeisances, by taking the remnants of their food, by touching their lotus feet. He serves them by acting as their teacher, by accepting their service, by engaging them in the service of the Lord. In that way. He may think that my disciple is more advanced than me by Krishna's grace. Still he has to act as master. Why? It's his duty. Sandipani Muni was acting as the spiritual master of Krishna. Although he knew that this Krishna, he's so powerful that as Guru Dakshina, I can ask him to go and capture, bring back my sons from wherever they've gone. I can't do it, but Krishna can do it. Still, he was accepting service from Krishna because he was the spiritual master. So the mother, father, they're like the spiritual masters of the children. So it's not their duty to offer obeisances to the child to... No. He has to serve, but in the right way. Okay, there's another question still. I'm letting questions go a little longer this morning because we're saving time from eating.
Whereas even in devotional service, if we commit some mistake, if the authority doesn't correct the mistake at once, does it mean that we will have to suffer more reactions in the future? I'm asking this specifically in regard to Parikshit Maharaj, because when he was cursed by the, when he did committed some mistake towards Shamik Rishi, so he immediately thought that I should get the reactions immediately. Otherwise, my family members also will be suffering, and in the future I'll get.
Yeah, mistakes should be corrected. Not that if someone tells me it was a mistake, then I'll correct it. Otherwise,
it means I got away with it. If I know that it's a mistake, then I should correct it and not wait for someone to force me or order me. If I know that this was a mistake, then I should correct it. Take it upon myself. Not that I have to wait to be told. It's like if you have a debt, not that you have to wait until they send the police after you. You know I have a debt, I have to pay.
We are trying to please Krishna at every moment, but now as per the process of Krishna consciousness, there are certain things which we have to do, like chanting 16 rounds or following four regulative principles. These we are very clear cut and we can do that, but these are very clear cut and we can follow them, but actually from every moment we have to make decisions, like should I do this service or do this service. So how can we ensure that these decisions which we make are
correct? One has to be trained. When a newcomer comes, he doesn't know what he's supposed to do. Sometimes he sits around reading the newspaper, sometimes he chants Hare Krishna, sometimes he wastes time, sometimes he uses his time. Because he's not trained, he doesn't know what to do. Like a new man on the job. He stands around, doesn't know what he's supposed to do, does something, doesn't sometimes right, wrong. But when he's trained, after a while, he knows just what to do. He comes to work, he knows exactly what to do, gets busy. Huh? Because he's been after, in the beginning it's understood, this man is not trained, so he's not very productive, he's not very effective. But once he's trained, then he becomes capable. So in that way, we have to be trained. Krishna consciousness means training by the spiritual master. We're being trained to engage it. Without training, how will we make progress? We'll go on for years and years and we still won't know what to do. So therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is meant for training our men in the different departments of Krishna conscious activity. How to serve the deities, how to lead the kirtan, how to preach, how to understand the philosophy, how to do everything, and how they should specifically use their time in the service of Krishna. So it requires training, and still there may be some question. A trained person also has a question, should I do this or do not do this? Then he has to depend on his training, he has to depend on his good intelligence, he has to depend on remembering what he was told by the authority and trying to understand how it applies to the present situation. And finally he has to pray to God that I'll make the right decision. Is that okay?
That will come automatically by following the process of Krishna consciousness, this discrimination.
Automatically, the process is not just an automatic process, exactly, but by your participation in the process. Process is not just, you know, that because you go to school, automatically you become learned. But if you go to school and take part in the process and do your homework and listen attentively in the class and please your teachers and so on, then it's, you can say, automatic.
Maharaj, he has one question. He was saying that sometimes we see senior devotees, they are not following the rules and regulations perfectly. So how a junior devotee see that?
Perfectly, not perfect. Even senior devotee and perfect devotee are not the same thing. Even senior may not be perfect. That's all right. But if he's doing something which is quite wrong, that's different. Still, Sadareva Samantabhya, it should be seen that he's a devotee, but some problem is there. But as one develops discrimination, one also knows that this is a problem, this is not right. Person without discrimination, he thinks, oh, this must also be right. He's smoking, but he's chanting, all right, I can also smoke. But when person who knows, he said, this is not right. He's supposed to be an advanced devotee, and he's smoking, or he's wasting his time in prajalpa, or he's so many associating with the materialistic men for sense gratification. And as one's a little trained, then he knows this is not right. Then he sees this is, he's maybe senior by number of years, but he's not senior by his behavior. So there are two kinds of senior, senior by age and senior by activities and by understanding. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he's senior at the age of 5 years because he was a pure devotee of Krishna. And Hiranyakashipu, who was supposed to be his senior, his father, he's nowhere. So seniority is respected, that's culture. But sometimes we see that even the junior person becomes more advanced, and even the senior person becomes less advanced. Still we respect the office. You know, he's senior, all right, we offer respect to our seniors. But we also understand that this person, although respected as senior, is not acting as a senior should be acting.
He's asking whether when a devotee joins ISKCON in very early, so he becomes a senior. He's asking
when he first joins, he becomes senior.
Means he's asking whether he's senior or not when he comes before us in Krishna consciousness.
Yes, that's senior. Simple definition of senior means who came before us. He's senior. That's seniority. That's one seniority. Who came before us, he's senior. He came before us, he was initiated before us, he's senior. Or another kind of senior is that he's a sannyasi, or he's a temple president, or he's in the higher, different kinds of hierarchy. So he's above me in that way. So many ways people can be above me by age. That's another senior. He's a new devotee, but he's 82 and I'm 22. He's my senior. Just by age. He should be senior person. He may be new, he may be whatever, but he's given respect. Oh, he's an elderly person. We have to respect him. So by age, then by spiritual age, when you were initiated, and also by office, by position, it's another kind of seniority. So different ways. And if we offer respect to senior persons, whatever their kind of seniority may be, there's no harm for us. Because our aspiration is to become the most humble, most lowly person, manadena, ready to give all respect to everyone else. Amanina, not, no, I'm senior, I must be, get this thing. So it's good for us to have, the more we have seniors, the better. Person who has no seniors is in difficulty. Arjuna was fortunate that the senior person was there, Krishna. It's supreme person, senior even to Brahma, who could instruct him. Or Yudhisthira could go to such a senior person as Bhishma Pitama. If we have no seniors, then we're in lack. Therefore, those who are juniors should stay with this process so that eventually they can become seniors. I think we'll end. It's 10 o'clock. And tomorrow's another day. Hare Krishna.